Toronto, Canada, 1968. Wrestling promoter Jean Dubois offered $1,000 to anyone foolish enough to fight Terrible Ted, his 7 foot, 40 stone black bear.
The bear gave him a flying bear that time.
To win the money, a wrestler had to survive 15 minutes in the ring with the wild animal. Andy Robin, a young Scottish wrestler, was up for the challenge.
To wrestle Terrible Ted was a feat itself.
Andy lasted the full 15 minutes. He walked away with a $1,000 prize and an idea that was to change his life. On returning to Scotland in the 1970s, Andy became obsessed with taming his own wrestling bear. Previous attempts at keeping bears for entertainment had had disastrous consequences, but Andy dreamed of defying the odds. He planned to raise the bear at his Sheriffmuir Inn home near Dunblane, a home he shared with his wife Maggie.
I'll never forget the day he said, "What would you think if I said I wanted to get a bear?"
Andy and Maggie began their search, ringing around various zoos and parks, hoping to find a spare cub. A 100 miles away in Kincraig, wildlife park manager Eddie Orbill had the opposite problem. He had a pregnant brown bear and no room for her cubs.
Really, they weren't worth anything. Yeah. You could give him away to a zoo or wildlife park.
When Andy heard about the plight of the cubs in the local paper, he set off to see Eddie.